Good morning, beautiful souls. I am walking and I just wanted to share this latest update on what's going on in my little world. So, I want to talk about, not sure if I elaborate on this here in Anchor, because there's a lot of platforms that I use. So follow me on Tessa Mystic Angel on YouTube and Facebook. I'm all over the map. So do you remember I was telling you about the skin rashes that I've acquired when I was working at a nursing home? On my last week, suddenly I have this inflammation, bumps, itchiness, and all of this, right? And the doctor couldn't figure it out. She just gave me antibiotics for 1 week so then I wouldn't have infection. But all through this time, I was having treatment with Susan, my little dumpling. She's actually a amazing acupuncturist and intuitive healer. So the first session we had, the grief came out about my son and the labyrinth walk, which we are going to do on August 22nd. So if you live in this area, come and visit us. It'll be amazing time. Labyrinths are very powerful tools, ancient tools, where you meditate and you create a full circle of whatever is going through your consciousness. So the second treatment, Susan gave me needles, acupuncture, and right at the moment that she put the needles in, I had an out-of-body experience. So I was in a different realm. It was so vivid, so crazy. I'm seeing a battlefield and I'm armored and I'm seeing body parts, death. And then I recognized one soldier and I took the spear out. And it felt like my son. So it was like a past life recall. So when I took the spear out, it was my son who passed away now. And then there was a white horse, okay? There was a castle and I was presented to the king and they gave me like a bath after that war. We won the war. And during that bath, I felt my skin, the rawness of my skin, was actually like parallel to that timeline. So my skin is, you know, like feels like an eruption. So I'm passing through this construction now. Quite noisy, but you probably can still hear me. So with the skin, that was like the feelings of the rawness of the wounds that I had. And then suddenly I was brought into the court hearing and I felt so humiliated and also empty. Like, you know, it was a total surrender that I felt in that time. Then, then I was tied. So I thought I was hanged, but it felt like a burnt, right? Burnt at the stake. And after that, Mother Mary arrived, came, with this blue and white mantle, this beautiful blue and white light, like the ocean. And the horse became a unicorn. But in that realm, there were two unicorns. There's more into it, but then, you know, I'm going to write about it. And so when I woke up from that treatment, during the treatment, I was crying so hard and deep pain. So I said, Joan of Arc, right? It is really interesting because after that treatment, I was telling my boyfriend, and it's so sweet that he can listen to me without any judgment, just really a space for love. And that's probably how I was able to open my heart, because in my previous relationships, I haven't found someone who doesn't judge my mysterious life. You know, like really someone there listening to me and acknowledging me. So, and in the evening, I was doing this investigation. And in the investigation, I found a movie, The Messenger of the life story of Joan Arc. And while I was watching until 1:30 in the morning, I felt this recollection. I was literally crying the whole time. And it just, you know, I don't try to analyze. I just feel the cellular memories. So I'm not saying that I'm Joan of Arc in the past. It is a metaphor. It is a symbol. You know, like how you feel about this past life regression. Past life that actually was just brought to me. Like, you know, when I was in the table. And so, after that, I fell asleep. And I woke up with a beautiful feeling of wholesomeness. I feel so in tune to what's happening in my life and to what's going on in the collective. So what I find is we are in this battlefield. So spiritual warfare, as above, so below. So whatever is happening in the world is also happening in the spiritual warfare, right? So because we live in a polarized world, there is evil and there is good. That's just what it is. Like darkness and light, yin-yang. But without the darkness, we won't be able to see the light. So it's a wholesome concept that I'm bringing to you. It's like a hologram, right? Like if you see a pizza cut into 12 pieces, and there's black and white, or dominoes, right? They go together. So, as a metaphor, it's like your spirit and your body. The illusion and your true essence. So the ego holds that vibration of negativity, and the spirit holds the vibration of positivity. So positive and negative attracts and creates. In that sense, when your consciousness is vibrating in lower frequency, which stems from fear, survival, unconscious negative beliefs and thoughts and patterns from your ancient timeline and DNA, you are going to experience that in your reality, which is like, if you live in Chicago, you'll be seeing the riots, or, you know, you'll be in that quantum soup. But even if you're in that quantum soup and you're awakened and aware about your true essence, you're able to be an observer of that physical reality and find yourself not to react or belong to that. Then with that realization, you're able to pull yourself out of that equation, because the true formula of being awakened is the mastery of your manifestation. That's deep. I'm holding this ancient tree right here with me, and she has this wonderful sap that comes out from her. It's like a, I think it's a pine tree. So whatever is happening in your physical reality, you can ask yourself, is this mine? Do I belong here? Do I really belong here? Is this real? Because our physical reality is a manifestation of what's within. So then you'll recognize that within you, there is a separation. You know, like finding true love, right? I've recognized that there are a lot of unconscious negative beliefs and thoughts about relationships. Like, if I start analyzing the person, I will find negative traits or things that doesn't jive with me in my ego. And I was very conscious of it, because it was coming up, right? As trying to analyze the other person as not in my field, like he's not awakened like us, you know. He's very practical, grounded, earthy. You know, he loves his car. He loves his physical fitness. And that's what it is. But he's full of love. He says, I love you and you're so beautiful. Every time we talk, it's so simple, right? It's so beautiful. But it makes me feel so good. And my heart really feels good, right? Because it's like this adoration, this love is actually cannot be comprehend. It has to be felt in the heart. And that's how I feel with Greg. So I'm opening this portal to you to help you recognize some traits that you have. Just like what I said, I was unconscious that I was analyzing, you know. I love this beautiful tree. And so that's the start of my beautiful love story. He came at the perfect time when I was having a very, very dark night of the soul, with my skin erupting and Joan of Arc. And in Joan of Arc's story, she actually has a companion. And so I feel so good about this. It's like, wow, this is my companion. You know, he's there for me without any expectations, So we literally just stare at each other, because he lives in Bellingham. It's a border. There's a border. It's close. So this is really a grounding time for us to know each other and just feel this love. We look at each other and we laugh, we smile. We just know each other. This is like a knowing, you know. There's just no border. There's no wall between us. It's like so pretty amazing. And the magical tree. I'm actually here with the mama tree. It's a different tree that I adore. I first put Buddha under this tree. And so now I'm just really grateful, and I feel so blessed to experience true love. To experience how beautiful, you know, a soul can be, right? Like when there's no judgment, there's no, no comparison. It's like just being there with him, looking at the eyes and feeling love and all these beautiful emotions. So I'm so happy to announce that Collective Awakening is finished editing with Tita Alma Bello Maglaya, my editor in Los Angeles. She's my spiritual mama or sister. We're just going to do the final readings, and it'll be in your hands soon. I can't wait. And I feel that this is such a, like, I don't know, the word impetus is coming. I actually don't know, and it's an impetus. I'm gonna check that out. You know, when I get messages, they just give me one word. It's so funny, but it's very clear, you know. It's that innate, they give impetus, right? I don't even know the word, so we'll check that out. What I can say is this pivotal time, just observe where you are. You know, if you feel like you belong to people, just like that gathering, it was very successful, belonging to the family tribe, having a feeling of love and surrender and people healing each other. What's so magical. I'm so grateful that I've experienced this with my soul sisters. You know, you co-create this in your Akashic contracts. You were meant to be together. And that's what it is, you know. When you let go, totally surrender to the flow and release your attention to the fear. So I was in my dental chair yesterday. I was having my crown temporary fix. And it was like feeling torture inside my tooth. Then I opened my eyes because my eyes were closed, and I'm looking at this freaking news. It's all riots and struggles, and you know, and I'm like, where in the world do they live? Because I live in a different world. This is the amazing time here in this world that I live in, with love and belonging and nature, so peaceful. You know, I feel like, whoa, these people have a different life. But when you've raised your vibration, you're not there anymore. You're around this positive light, the archangels, the Elohims, the Lemurians. You're this true essence. So that's why I'm so passionate to bring and anchor this light. Sometimes I just ask why am I doing this? I just want to have a, you know, simple life. Like, I don't need to broadcast anything, you know. But it is what it is. This is my blueprint. This is my contract to be a messenger. Yeah. But each one of us is a messenger. You know, wherever you are, whatever you do, touch a soul, look into the eyes and feel compassion. You know, feel compassion for the homeless one sleeping here by the tree. It's such an expansive world that we live, that there's so many opportunities that you can help. And stop negating, you know. Like, if you're seeing some contradictions, why do you focus on contradictions when you can find and bring in the solution, right? I don't understand when people are, I guess that's their archetype, the advocate or the activist, right? They want to bring the awareness about the darkness. I feel like, why are you bringing it in your awareness, or why are you bringing it to other people's awareness? What's the point? It's always been here. Why don't you just live peacefully and be at home in your own self and in your life, in your earth, right? The more you put that awareness outside of you, it's all your vibrations getting entangled. That's the quantum entanglement, because you're not fully aligned that all is well. No one can take care of it except the universe, right? Except God. So just bring and anchor back your full attention to your positivity and light. And that's the whole, the wholesomeness. That's the hologram of your soul. So that's my 10 cents. But, you know, you cannot change people. You just let them be, right? You cannot pick up garbage of other people. Let them pick up their own garbage. And just live this abundant, eternal life. So, you know when I say we don't die? We die in the physical, right? We die in the physical. We go back to Mother Earth. But our spirit is eternal. So eternal we are here. So I'm picking up Carl's wings while I was talking to you, while I was walking. And now I found this beautiful, another tree that has this beautiful branch that I can sit. So let's close our eyes and take a deep breath. Inhale and exhale. In Buddhist tradition, there is a practice that's called Tonglen, T-O-N-G-L-E-N. Is that you inhale the pain of others, inhale the suffering, and then you exhale compassion. Exhale whatever you want to give them, right? Like if we inhale the homeless, feel that pain of the homeless, you know, being lost, nobody to belong to, no shelter, in darkness, alone, rejected, no inspiration. It's really totally depression. That's the homeless, you know, very dark. And now we can exhale, bringing compassion and light to the homeless. Bringing love, joy and inspiration, courage to move forward. Healing with Archangel Raphael and the green ray, this emerald ray of light. We can send this to the world, the collective, the homeless. So that you can practice with whatever situations you are in. Like if you're having problems with your child, you can just inhale the suffering and put yourself into their shoes And then you can exhale and send them love and compassion and ask Archangel Raphael to heal. We thank the Divine Master for co-creating this portal of healing messages from Saint Joan of Arc in the battlefields of our spirituality. We call upon the Elohims, the Lemurian ancestors, the archangels, Atlantis archangels, to surround us in this circle. Envision these archangels beaming rainbow light unto us, unto Mother Earth. We call upon the elementals, the birds, the trees, the fairies, the animals, our higher selves and our body Deva spirit to fully anchor and activate, align, envision your cosmic light coming from Archangel Metatron, opening the diamond portal, this beautiful golden liquid light, Christ consciousness, passing through the soul star chakra, the causal, the crown, all the way to the third eye, the throat chakra, the upper heart, the heart chakra, the solar plexus, sacral chakra, and the roots chakra, all the way down to the core of Mother Earth, creating a cosmic loop back to the universe, this beautiful full circle of our eternal soul, the cosmic soul. Feel that in your being, your wholesomeness. Envision this yin-yang symbol, the darkness and light, merging together. And this we can find stillness, that we are blessed. We are always taken care of, provided, co-creating our beautiful life with the design of our blueprint. Our soul's mastery in the Akashic Records. Recalibrating, reactivating, reinventing our new self, new patterns of love with Archangel Michael and the blue ray. In this beautiful blue light, envision this blue ray like a blanket of love around you, with the healing energies of lapis lazuli. Feel that vibration opening your third eye chakra, feeling at one unified consciousness. And we ask Archangel Michael for protection, creating a safe and sacred space wherever we are, bringing this healing to our family members, our children, our parents, beloved ones, to our co-workers, to the school, to the government, to our country, and all countries in the world, to our mother planet Earth, to the solar system, the galaxies, the universe, and beyond. And we thank the Ascended Masters, Melchizedek, the High Priest of White Brotherhood, for leading us the way with Medicine Buddha and the Hindu goddesses and gods, Shiva, Shakti, Ganesh, Durga, Mother Mary, Isis, Lakshmi, Lord Horus, Paramahansa Yogananda, Babaji, Hare Krishna, and all these ascended masters, saints, sages, seers, prophets that are here with us, right here, right now. Envision yourself in the temple of Delphi. The Oracle of Delphi is around us. In the center of the temple, she is wearing a white robe with a crystal skull. Bringing us the messages for what's happening in the collective. Helping us through this transition from darkness into light. The beloved is returning. Keep shining your light like this golden light inside this lantern. The Christ consciousness 2,000 years ago is still here, remaining eternal, shining light for all of us. As our souls reincarnate, evolve, returning to the school of Mother Earth, we honor and respect all sentient beings, all beings that live with us. The virus, the bacteria, all of this is part of us. And as this virus violently take over people's lives, health, we ask for gentleness. We ask to increase our immunity, to boost ourselves into the vibration of joy, that there is no frequency of fear. We bring harmony to all human beings, to the reptilian mind that runs and afraid of death. As death is upon our collective, we ask for grace that the people remaining will see and feel that the soul is eternal. It is here. They chose to be in a different dimension to anchor us back to what's important. It is love, the unity and harmony, the belonging of humanity to each other, treating each one of you with compassion. Beloved, you are safe. You are loved. And so it is. And slowly you can open your eyes when you're ready. Thank you so much for being here with me and sending these prayers to our collective. May you be blessed.